Welcome to Normal for Norway.
I'm Indigo.
And I'm Seamus.
This is the podcast where each episode we dissect one weird thing about Norway.
So sit back, relax, and try on some sunglasses.
For those of you who live in Norway and have been following the news, you know what that's all about. Today we're going to do a news roundup because there is so much to say, despite the fact that there is nothing to say in Norway during the summer months.
Yeah, cucumber season.
Yeah, they call it cucumber news season. And yet still, I found so much hilarious.
Well,
news.
Maybe it's probably a better time to find funny news because the like boring news, like whatever is happening in the parliament, yawn. we're not hearing about that, and we're just hearing about, like, you know, local
exactly
quarrels.
That's actually a good point. I think that's probably true. But yeah, let's start with the biggest news, which is the sunglasses. News. So the leader of this has been playing out the last few weeks, or like 2 weeks maybe. The leader of Rødt, the Communist Party. Was filmed by a security camera in Oslo Airport.
The airport.
Taking, notice we are not going to say stealing, but draw your own conclusions. Taking a pair of Hugo Boss sunglasses worth.
By the way, like not. Or like Hugo Boss sunglasses, I wouldn't rate.
No, yeah.
Or like my rule would be, or I just always think you want to buy a sunglasses brand that specializes in eyewear.
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Because like Hugo Boss, they're like a tailoring company.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So we're judging you already on your choice of
Bjørnar
sunglasses.
Moxnes. No, I mean, to be fair, like before this, I had no beef with Bjørnar Moxnes. Like,
I don't even know. Yeah. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Even or shadier.
What?
But yeah, so he was in Oslo Airport and he took some sunglasses. And the thing is that at first there was no video. So that when this was first reported, it comes out that he took the sunglasses. He was confronted by a security guard. He gave them back. Then he paid for them, actually. He has them. He paid for them. He got a fine. So the security guard was like, you took these sunglasses, like somebody saw you, you need to pay a fine. Okay.
But he didn't buy the glasses.
Well, no, I mean, he got also the glasses. Yeah, I guess he got them and he had to pay
or
the fine.
Once you pay the fine, then you
maybe,
get to keep.
Maybe, I mean, yeah. But things got much worse because then a few days or a week later, or whatever, maybe a few days later, it comes out that he changes his story. And he
but
says,
was that in the news then already at this point?
I think it was already initially in the news. But what he said was like, oh, I immediately cooperated, like, of course. But then he changed his story and he says, oh, okay, I didn't actually really cooperate at first because I was like confused or something. And he says, I took the price tag off. Huh? And so then it starts to seem like there's more intention behind this. And then the video comes out, and in the video, which have you seen the video?
Yeah,
he clearly is
well
allegedly according to my opinion.
Yeah,
he takes the sunglasses, he looks around, he puts them in his pocket, and then he later, yeah, I guess apparently takes off the price tag, puts them in his bag, and then he gets confronted by the security guard, which I don't think we have on video, and then yeah, it all goes down. So like the whole thing is just so, I don't know, ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, when I first heard this story, I was like, me as a non-public entity person, I would never steal a pair of, well, first of all, I would probably not steal a pair of sunglasses because I would just be too scared to get caught. Not that I have any kind of like morals about theft. But like I just would be like, oh my god, if I got caught it would be so bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure like that sunglasses shop, like they probably can afford a pair of glasses going amiss here and there.
Yeah.
You know? Like I don't know, what is it, like sunglasses? No, it's not actually,
it's
is it?
It's like, I mean, yeah.
It's not like a small independent shop.
No, of course.
But anyway, I wouldn't do it for both the reasons of getting caught, and also, I'm like, okay, where are you most likely to get caught? I've actually thought about this before of like, if, for example, you lose something in the airport, I'm always thinking like, it's so unlikely that this will have been stolen because it's like the most surveilled probably building it's in like the whole country.
A panopticon.
What's that?
Michelle Foucault's idea.
And remember, this is a PG podcast. Actually, no, it's not. We're explicit, aren't we?
Yeah.
Go on. Tell me what it really is.
No, it's like Foucault talks about the panopticon, where it's like this idea of a prison where you are constantly being surveyed.
Mm.
And so
surveilled.
Yes.
Or surveyed. Hello.
Surveyed.
Can I get your opinion on that? That actually would be
Oh my god. Hell. That would be honestly horrible.
And actually, you know what? We live
Wait,
in that.
Yeah, and we have a story about that. Sorry.
Do we?
Side note.
But sorry though, in Norway, this is relevant to the pod. There is a epidemic of scam calls.
Yeah, that's also
and,
true.
But they're not scams. They're like surveys. I never ever answer my phone now
to an unknown number
because I'm just like, it's going to be someone from like some random organization asking me what I think about heart disease.
No, but what do you think about heart disease? Are you
Let's
pro?
Let's not get into it. I've already done a 15-minute survey.
Okay. No, but actually also side note, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Seamus's partner. He like got a message, like a very official message from was it actually the Statistics Central Bureau? I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that.
Some of you are very, you know, official sounding. And it was like a letter saying you have been picked for a study where you have to be surveyed about work twice a year for the next 4 years.
It's a panopticon.
And he was like, but do I have to do this? And then it said like, you have to do this. Like you are obligated to do this. And then Sigurd was like, no, my husband was like, no, there's no way that they can force you to do that. Like you can just say
he's
no.
A philosopher.
But then Sigurd got really curious because he's like, well, can they? And he called them and he found out there actually is some kind of legal mechanism where they can force you to participate in a survey if it's like for the greater good of society.
It's
or,
like
I don't know.
The like head of TikTok being called up to like Congress.
Yeah.
Except it's you being called up to talk about your taxes.
Yeah. And so then Alex like had to just go along with this survey. And it was like
he got out of it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he did it.
Oh, I thought he was just like, I don't want to do this. And then they were like, fine.
Oh.
Anyway,
okay.
we'll follow that up.
Yeah.
We have so many follow-ups. They're truly piling up. But wait, sorry. Yeah. So I just would never do that.
No. You would never steal
as a person who isn't like publicly exposed, because even if I did get caught, it would have limited implications because I'd get the fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to jail. But that's like career destroying for this person.
It's so dumb.
To do it, first of all, and then to do it in the airport. But having said that, these are then things that are like would be maybe like evidence that it was genuinely a mistake.
Yeah. And I mean, I was definitely so because I work in communications, I was thinking about this from the PR perspective and I was like, oh, you know, I would. If I was him or I was like advising him, I would just say like, you know, you should say that you forgot. Like things do happen, you know,
yeah,
you get distracted,
exactly.
you're traveling.
Yeah.
You're like, but then in the video, I think it's quite damning when you see the video. So, and because he changed his story, like a lot of people got very frustrated with him, including like in his own party. And then he like had to be on sick leave because he's so stressed. And
but has he explained or is he still just like, no, was really a mistake?
Yeah, I think he's just been like, oh, I was like confused.
Is he still leader of the party?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
we've talked about this. It's like of all parties, maybe the communists will be most okay with it because it's like, well,
redistribution of wealth.
Yeah. Or like, you know. Yeah, exactly. It's a huge, big corporation that's probably getting the profits of those sunglasses. But on the other hand, it's also, I can imagine the communists being like, well, why did you want the Hugo Boss sunglasses?
Yeah, for? Status symbol.
Right?
Suspicious. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I don't think there's really any new updates on it, but we just had to discuss.
It's been quite the scandal.
It's been quite
and the
scandal.
And the video evidence is like, just too hilarious because that, I'm sure like every Norwegian in the country has seen that video.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's.
I wonder if it's going to be good for that sunglasses shop because it's like so front of mind now that people will think, oh, there is a sunglasses shop at the airport. You know, it's in quite a prominent position already, but like.
I mean, maybe. I thought about it when I was there. I was like,
one more like fact that I wanted to talk that I wanted to mention to you, but maybe we will do an episode on like transport in Norway and sort of like things about that. But I saw a map and I sent it to Indigo that it was kind of a random number. It was like the top 14 flight paths in the EU or in Europe by like traffic. I don't know if it's plane traffic or passenger traffic or like number of flights, because those are all different metrics. As a data analyst, we need to be careful. But like on one of those, three of them are in Norway. So like the other ones are like make sense. It's like Madrid, Barcelona, Amsterdam, London, London, Dublin, you know, like France, like kind of like internal flights between France, whatever. But then three in Norway, Stavanger, Bergen, and what's the other city?
Trondheim. Yeah.
Was that the one that was on the thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, and it made me think as well, have you ever been into the domestic terminal in Oslo Airport?
Yeah, we were there together.
Way better than the international one.
Yeah.
Which is so bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
But does it have a sunglasses shop? Was he flying international? We need to know.
Oh my gosh, actually, I'm not sure.
We should ring him up and survey him.
We're from the eyewear.
So you've been surveilled. Now you're going to be surveyed.
We're from the eyewear statistics bureau.
Yeah.
We need to talk about some sunglasses.
God, he probably is getting some like
prank calls.
Yeah, or just like, I'd say he's sick of hearing about it. But anyway.
Yeah.
The embarrassment.
Yeah.
That would be such an embarrassing, annoying story to have, because you just know that everybody that you meet.
Yeah.
I wonder, is this going to be the defining moment of his career?
Ugh, probably. that's a sad thought. Anyway, moving on. So our next piece comes from VG about a ferry that crashed into a mountain.
The way that you said ferry sounded like
ferry.
Ferry.
Yeah, but we say it the same, and it's the same in Seattle.
Say it.
Ferry and ferry.
Because somebody said to me, like, oh, you're from Ireland recently, and was like, the land of the fairies. And I was like, no, actually, Norway is the land of the fairies, not Ireland. Like, I was like, we have a few, but not really. And,
and
then he was like, looked very.
Fairies.
Yeah.
I think if I said it in the plural, it would sound different, but.
Fairy.
But
anyway, ferry.
Yeah. Crashed into a mountain. Or I mean, like, it was in
what
a fjord.
Mean, mountain.
Well, you know.
Is it a plane?
Oh, it's like, you know, you're in the fjord and then like the mountains. Yeah, a cliff. But it's like
a boat can't crash into a mountain.
Well, it comes out of the fjord, I guess. All right. It crashed into a cliff.
Right.
So the passengers say it was very traumatic. Basically what happened was that
did it sing?
No, thank God.
Okay.
But apparently
kind of been that traumatic. Come on, guys.
Apparently people were bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Because the person at the helm fell asleep. The skipper was asleep at the wheel.
Was it at night?
No, it was like at 4 PM.
That's the end of the workday.
Yeah, that is the end of the workday, actually. Oh,
I mean, the thing is with the video, if it's bright, it could be any time in Norway, especially if it's up north
at
a fjord.
Lord knows. No, it says it happened 4:15. So,
PM.
Yeah. After the workday is over.
But he probably, or she, maybe was on the lash the night before.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Or old and just tired and maybe should...
But, so the funny thing is...
Oh, it's heading straight.
Yeah.
It is really a mountain, though. It looks beautiful, though.
It looks
like
gorgeous.
Norway. It looks like Croatia.
But the person who, was there said, like, oh, we thought...
But wait, sorry. Who's filming and just being like, oh, cute?
No, so that's the thing is the person who was, like, interviewed by VG said, like... Oh, we thought that maybe it was just getting closer for like some sightseeing, but then they realized, oh shit, this ferry boat is going straight.
And they're traumatized by that. It doesn't look that bad.
No, but they said the video doesn't show how bad it was and people were bleeding. And this woman
this
had
shock.
This
sounds like they're trying to get some delicious compo money.
I would too, you know.
It's like, yeah.
All right. Next, we have during summer in Scandinavia, we have Sankthansaften, which is basically like midsummer where you burn a big bonfire.
But that's Norway specific, right?
No. It's big in Sweden as well.
But they have midsummer.
Yeah, but it's like the same thing.
Oh, but calling it Sankthans.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Norwegian, right?
I don't know.
I thought the Norwegians or the Swedes called it midsummer.
Ugh,
the Finns definitely do anyway.
Okay. So.
Right.
We couldn't do that this year because there was a big ban on any kind of fire at all, right? Mm-hmm. And what happened was the sauna organization that we go to, yeah, they had built a beautiful, or like had built this beautiful, oh my God, what is the word I'm looking for? Chipmunk? Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
They had like, instead of just having a bonfire, they're like, we're going to make a beautiful squirrel statue out of wood.
Cute.
A bunch of pieces of wood. And then we're going to burn it. And it's like super, super cool looking. Like, this is what it looked like.
Oh, wow.
Massive. Like, yeah. It was huge. And it was out on the water, but they couldn't burn it. And so then they had to find someone who could house it for the year.
Well,
because they have like nowhere as of to
Monday,
put it.
But as of Monday, the ban is lifted.
But I mean, it's for something. So they're like, we want to save it till next year. And so they put out like a call for people, yeah, to house their squirrel.
And?
I think like eventually someone did get it. Like people were super interested.
You pull back the curtain and I look out in your balcony.
And surprise. But yeah, they said people were super interested, and they were like, hey, you want to have a beautiful piece of art in your yard?
I mean, or it looks like, yeah, shed? Nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's super cool.
Could they not have just had it down at the yard? Like,
I mean, maybe they thought it would get ruined or something.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that's fun.
Squirreled away. I didn't realize that they couldn't have the bonfires. But I've never really seen a bonfire here for that day. But maybe I haven't been going to the right place.
No, apparently, yeah, they do, actually. I agree, though. I don't usually see it either. But it's because we live in the city, so I think it's not.
But I do remember reading about that it was going to be out on the water, right?
Yeah, it was going to be super cool.
But could they not
cool.
have done it?
No.
In case an ash.
Exactly.
You don't want to end up like the woman on the last episode with your cabin burnt to the ground.
Exactly. Okay, two more quick ones.
Okay.
On July 9th, Enerqo reported there was a power outage in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
Totally whatever, fine, normal. But the funny thing was that they have this arena or like some kind of thing called the Globe, and 11 people got stuck in some kind of observation ball that goes like up to the top of this building. And so they were stuck there, and the interview, this is terrible because I mean I'm sure it was awful, but I was cracking up because the
interview, more traumatized people.
Yeah, the interview with the people, and it was like, there's no air here, it's very warm, two people are afraid of heights, and there's a child here too, we only have one water bottle.
Oh no.
That's almost empty.
What, how long were they in there?
I don't know. But they did get
that them. Though in fairness,
I think a couple hours, but they got them down. So
I sort of have a fear of heights, and also I'm claustrophobic.
God, that'd be like your worst nightmare.
That is actually my worst nightmare, because sometimes when I go skiing and like, you know, when the thing stops, I hate it. Well, sometimes it's fine.
Yeah,
sometimes I hate it. It depends how hungover I am, but I can imagine that being really horrific.
Oh no.
I suppose after a while though, like, you just get used to it, wouldn't you? It's like only so long that you can be scared for. After a certain while, do you just say like, well, this is my new normal?
I mean, yeah. God, I don't know. But luckily they got down, so they're fine.
Another random thought.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at a bird on a really tall edge and thought, like, did they ever get scared? Like, looking down. Or is their brain, like, not complicated enough?
I mean, they know that they'll be fine though, right? So
well, yeah, or maybe they don't have like irrational fears. Is that like a human thing to have an irrational fear?
I think so.
I just wanted to find another I saw an article today that was like kind of shady. It was like bees make like hundreds of decisions a minute, and their brain is the size of a sesame seed. Like, what are you doing? I was like, my brain actually is also the size of a sesame seed. But yeah, not making many decisions, though, in fairness.
Final news of this episode was, again, from Avisa Oslo, that still is not sponsoring us, which was Oslo people, people living in Oslo, their tips for what you can do when the weather is gray, because the weather kind of, like, turned, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to go over the tips because they're boring and like, you know, whatever things we can think of, like, go to the movies or whatever. But the funniest thing was that they found a couple having coffee, and they're like, oh, what do you do? And this woman's like, oh, I sell things on Finn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting hobby.
Finn is like Gumtree. No. Yeah. What do you call it in America? Craigslist
or like eBay. And fine. Okay. But then she says
her socks, her used socks.
Well, no, yeah, worse than that actually.
Oh,
because then she says like she is. It goes. She further explains that the platform can be a way to meet very spend the like interesting or like exciting. It could be fun or exciting, but like interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
There's especially one meeting that has burned itself into her brain.
What?
She says there was a person who asked if they could smell my newborn baby.
Okay.
It's like, and that, then there is no follow-up to this statement. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you...
What? Who was the person?
Exactly. It's like, I'm sorry, Anna, you're just sitting at Stockflats on Schweigersgatte, right down the street from where we live, and you're just saying someone came...
Setting a sniff of your baby? Well, it was out of one-off.
No, and that's the thing. I'm like, did they come to your house and they asked... They saw you had a baby and they wanted to smell it?
Yeah,
or
probably.
Or did they see you had a baby and they asked to smell your baby over Finn?
No.
Or did they see you were selling baby things and they said, do you have a baby? Like, and who...
I feel like if you're opening... I feel like if you're so open about talking about it...
Who was this person? And like... What the heck? And the thing to me is that this journalist didn't follow up. They did.
That's why I think maybe it's just innocent. It's like, yeah, they came over and bought some stuff, and then they're like, oh, a newborn baby. I love the smell of babies.
Right,
and
but then like, why would you include that in the article and not have any follow up? Very strange.
What newspaper is it? Avisoal.
It was Avisoal.
They're geniuses of marketing. That's why they know that these articles are ending up on podcasts all over the country.
Exactly. But they didn't make that the headline, though.
I've thought of another sponsorship deal that we need to go after, which is Miro. We use Miro for our research. So Miro, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
We should contact them.
We have really low rates.
Rock bottom.
We'll write up a rate card.
All right. Well, that was all the news that's fit to print.
See ya.
Bye.